regarding the triangle. And something that really keyed on me, and I guess a couple of verses that really stood out to me as I was responding and so forth, reading people's assignments, is number one, I think we want the truth. And Patrick talks about having the authentic truth. And then he talks also a lot about the Bible is either, it's either absolute or it's obsolete. And I think that always takes me back because it's probably one of the verses that really keyed my life. I don't know, man, I hate to say how many years, probably 37, 38 years ago. John 14:6, Jesus said this, and this is why we look to the Word of God for truth. Because the world tells us all kinds of, gives us all kinds of crazy ideas, all kinds of crazy truths. So there's only really one place we always have to keep coming back. We have to keep coming back. We have to keep getting, you know, our world view. We have to see the world through the lens of Scripture. It's the only way we can see it clearly and with clarity. It's the only way we can know whether we should sign a contract or not, whether we're working with a predator or we're working with a good customer. All these little things. But John 14:6, Jesus says this. First, actually, in 5, Thomas says to him, and you know Thomas's name, we got Doubting Thomas, the guy who was always questioning everything. He says, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? It's like, how can we see? How can we know what to do? How do we know? And Jesus says this really extremely profound sentence. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. And he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. He says, I'm the truth. And that's, isn't that what we want to see? We want to see the truth. The truth sees me. And he says, no one comes through the Father except through me. And then he says this, verse 7, if you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. So he's saying, you've seen, even though you can't quote unquote see the Father, you see the Father through me, through him, through Jesus Christ. And so I think that's, to me, that just kind of encapsulates the lesson. I think I'll stop there. There was another verse I was going to share. I think that's enough to, for this morning. It's just that we can see the truth, and the truth sees us when we're in order. And how do we get in order? It's by always working. You know, every one of our triangles is probably a little bit off somewhere. One of the lines a little bit longer than the other. Something, you know, we're always trying, we're always working on getting it in balance. And that's what today the sledding scale is about, is trying to always find that balance. And there's always those little instances, those little brief moments when we have real clarity. And it's like all of a sudden for that flash, that blink of an eye, we're in balance. And then it's like, where did it go? How do I get it back? And it's always just working in it. It's that striving from within us to know him and to see him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the lesson of this triangle. And as we get into this morning, the sliding scale part 2. And Lord, I know that's a tool that in the toolbox. And for me, I know it's something I'm always thinking about every day is, what do I need to do? Where do I need to make adjustments? Where do we adjust? How do we move forward? And Lord, that's the whole point, is that we can always be making little adjustments. We use the tools that you've given us, the toolbox we have. And Lord, we are constantly seeking after you to get things in order and stay in order. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's your challenge. All you have to do is make your own sliding scale. And your sliding scale could even say, you know, 8:15 a.m. on Wednesday, August 3rd, here's where I'm at. Because that's what it is. It's a snapshot. And that, you know, every moment of our lives, there are little snapshots. And it's a snapshot of where I'm at today. So I just challenge everybody, if it means you got to do it by hand on a piece of yellow pad paper and take a picture of it and email me the picture, you can do that. If it means you make a PDF and you draw it out on a PDF and you email it, you can do that. If it means you do an Excel, a really pretty Excel sliding scale, you can do that. There's probably as many of us on our phone this morning, that's probably how many different ways you could do your own sliding scale and send it in. Because it's just taking that moment to take a snapshot of where you're at today, or at that really that moment in time. The other thing is, you know, Pat talked about if you're a plus 10 in business and minus 10 in family, you know, that's quite a slide, and it sounds almost to me like it's a cliff. And, you know, I just watched a program recently where of an athlete, and he was definitely a plus 10 in business and a minus 10 in family. And, you know, it went on for a while. And he was going to be the greatest of this and the greatest of that. And he was on top of the world and, you know, unbeatable. And then everything fell apart. Everything. Because he was leading a double life. His family fell apart. His business, his athletic, his sport, he fell apart. His body fell apart. I mean, every part of him fell apart. So you just see that. And then he was trying to fill it with all kinds of weird stuff. You know, because when we're without God, and I think that's where we got to have the correct truth. When we're without God, we try to fill our souls with all kinds of weird stuff, and it still fails. And so I just say that, just that, to me, that was just, as he was talking about that, a plus 10, minus 10, that example just was like a bright light in my head of just how we need to be very diligent with our lives. And we can keep it together. Yeah, we get older, and that kind of sucks sometimes. My mom used to always say, getting old, she wouldn't use the word pussies, so she used the word sissies. She'd say, getting old ain't for sissies, and it's not. But that doesn't mean we got to stop working. So anyway, just kind of close with that and challenge everybody, 32 or 33 or 30, whatever. You know, you can write it on a piece of, you know, whatever kind of paper. You can write it on a Post-it and take a picture of your Post-it and send it to me. But it'd be nice if you put a scripture with it of where you're at today. Anyway, and it'd be awesome. And anyway, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time. We thank you for the opportunity to listen, learn, and grow as business owners and CEOs. And we thank you for that sliding scale, Lord. And it is that snapshot of today and where we're at and where we need to maybe put a little focus. And sometimes we just gotta be all about business for a time. And that's okay. But we can't do it at the expense of everything else in our lives. So we always have to be diligent to say, to bring the other things back into focus, and so that we can see clearly. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.